Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Chagiga Daf Tes Vav. We begin on Tes Vav of an Aleph, six lines down from the top, with the words Tana Rabbanan. And we bring down the following brisa. Tana Rabbanan. Maisa Rabbi Yishuv ben Chananya, the great Rabbi Yishuv ben Chananya, the ones who was a Maisa with him, Shaya Omed al Gav Malo Baharabayis. He was standing on some sort of a platform, on some sort of a step in the Harabayis. There were a number of different steps in the Harabayis as you went up, going from the east to the west. You kept on going up higher in the Harabayis, and there were constantly steps there. So he was standing on one of these platforms, on one of these steps. And Viro'o Ben Zoma was visible to him, V'lo Amad Milfanav, but Ben Zoma didn't stand up for Rabbi Yishuv ben Chananya. Now Ben Zoma was a Talmud, younger than Rabbi Yishuv ben Chananya, and he should have stood up for Rabbi Yishuv ben Chananya, but he didn't, because he was, as we'll see, he was immersed in his mind in something else. Amalo. So Rabbi Yishuv ben Chananya said to him, Me ayin ula ayin Ben Zoma. No, where are you coming from? In other words, as Rashi says, you're not here. You're coming from someplace. Where are you coming from? What are you immersed in that you aren't standing up for me as you properly should? So I'm alone. So Ben Zoma said to Rabbi Yishuv ben Chananya, so far, Yisi, I was thinking about Bein Mayim HaYonim LeMayim HaTachtonim. I was so lost in my thought. I was thinking about the Mayim HaYonim and the Mayim HaTachtonim, the upper waters and the lower waters in Shemayim. I was thinking, how much of a difference is there between them? Ein Bein Zeh LeZeh. There is only a certain small distance between these two waters. El Shalosh Etzbos Vuvat. Only three Etzbos, three finger breaths, is the distance between the upper waters and the lower waters. Where do I get this from? Because the Pasuk in Bereishis, Shenemar, the Ruach Elokim Merachef Es Al Pnei Amoyim. Because the idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ruach, whatever that exactly means, the spirit of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was floating or Merachepes, it was flying above the Pnei HaMoyim. Now, this is given an example. The word Merachepes is like Kiyona, like a dove, Shemerachepes al Bonea, Beinu Nogas. It's like going on top, hovering over either the eggs or the little chicks without touching them. Others have the gear so that it was actually touching them. In any event, it's a very short distance. And therefore, that's what I was contemplating. That's why I was so immersed in thought that I didn't stand up for you, because I was thinking about this difference between the Mayim Elyonim and Mayim Tachtonim. So on the other hand, Rabbi Shua told the Talmidim that were there with him, he says, Adayin Ben Zoma Mibachutz. Ben Zoma is still lost. Remember, Ben Zoma was one of the people that went into the Pardes, and he unfortunately came out changed. He came out a little bit mentally impacted. So he said that Ben Zoma is still not fully himself. He's bachutz. He's still outside. In other words, he is not really fully thinking things through, because what he said is incorrect. That was on the first day. The pasuk that he quoted is Ruach Hakim Rechavis Al Pnei Amoyim was done day one. But then day two, Hashem was Mavdil. Michti. Let's take a look at this. The Pesukim, Ruach Hakim Rechavis Al Pnei Amoyim, when did that occur? Emas Have B'yom Rishon. That occurred on the first day. But then it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mavdil B'mayim L'moyim. Habdola B'yom Sheni Hu Davoy. On the second day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu separated them. The pasuk says, V'yim Mavdil B'mayim L'moyim. So therefore, Ben Zom was incorrect. He's still Bachutz. He's still not fully there. No, so bottom line is, Rav Shulman Chananya, how much do you say is the difference between the Mayim Elyon and Mayim Tachton? We have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu separated them. So Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Kimlo Nima. So Rav Acha Bar Yaakov says it's a hair's breadth. Nima is a hair. So Kimlo Nima, like the full hair's breadth, that's the difference between the two. That's the first opinion. Rabbanan Amri, the Chacham say, Ki Guda de Gamla. It is like the Guda of the Gamla. What is that? So Rashi tells us, Kishimasadrin Luchin Shel Gesher. When you're putting the boards together on a bridge, so you have these rickety type of bridges that are platform bridges, that you have one board next to another board, and you're walking on these platforms, on these luchin, on these beams. So zu eitzel zu, one is right next to the other, so they're close to each other, but there may be a little space in between. Ef shesholote revach bein time, they can't be tight, totally one on top of the other, not cemented together, so there's a little space in between them. That's what we're referring to over here. That's the difference between the mayim elyonim and the mayim hatachtonim. That's the second opinion. The third opinion, Marzutra, other saves Yitem Rav Asi, either Marzutra or Rav Asi, they said that the distance between the Mayim Elyonim and Mayim Tachtonim Omar Kitre Glime de Prise Adodi. A glima is a garment. So it's like two garments that are porous, that are spread out, one on top of the other. So there's going to be a little bit of space in between them. This is even less of a space than the bridge, less of a space than the hair breadth. And finally, the fourth and final sheet that was even tighter, Barmila Kitre Kase de Schife Adodi. Like two cups, one inside the other. That's very, very close in between. They're harder, so therefore one is right on top of the other as opposed to the clothing, which is a little bit softer, so there can be a little bit more space in between. So these are the shitos as to what the difference is between the Mayim Elyon and Mayim Tachtonim, not like Ben Zoma said. Now, we discuss Acher. Acher was mentioned in the previous Gemara in yesterday's shiur, that he went into the Paradise, and Nebuch, he came out in the wrong side. And he came out, unfortunately, that he was off the derech. So what did we say? The language that we use was acher kitzes banetios. And here's the way we have the Rashi that says that kilkel the ives kishenichlis lepardes, that he got messed up and Nebuch got crooked when he went into this paradise. And we use the terminology that the paradise is literally an orchard, although we said the word paradise comes from paradise, mekatzes banetios, and he cut down the trees in the orchard. In other words, he went off the derech. Well, if he should deem also betchila sadvarim lenichlas the paradise, not cut lishno the kitzis benetios. As I just said, Rashi brings down that since we use this terminology of a paradise, which is an orchard, so he went off the derech. So it's as if he cut down the trees. And about acher elisha ben avuya, all of akos of omer, the pasuk says about him, al titin espicho lachtias besorecho. Don't let your mouth go and cause sins to come on your flesh. What does this mean, Mahi? So Chozo Mitacho. When Acher went into the Pardes, so he saw the Malach Matacho. The Malach Matacho is a Malach. He has absolutely no shlita, no power on his own. And however, Acher saw this Yoav Ole Rishusa, he was given permission. He had Rishusa Makodesh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel LeMesav LeMichtav Zachvosu D'Yisrael. He had the right to sit down. Normally, there's no yeshiva, as we'll see, in this area of Shemayim, but he was given permission to sit down and write down the Zechusim of Klai Yisrael. So Acher said, whoa, he must be a separate Rishus Rachmona Litzlan than HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omar. Gemira, we have a rule, we have a Mesorah from our fathers, the Lamala, up there in Shemayim, lo havi lo yeshiva, nobody's allowed to go and sit down over there. Rashi says some of the gears, lo havi amida, and he says that's the wrong gear, so the gear says like we have it, lo havi yeshiva. Often, when Rashi says lo garcin and something, the editors already took it out, so you'll find, gee, what's Rashi saying? That's not our girsa. So in any event, so the editors already took into account Rashi saying lo amida, lo garcin, and the word should be lo havi yeshiva. So lo havi, you're not allowed to have there lo yeshiva, nobody's allowed to sit down. Lo tachrus, tachrus is like fighting, competition between people. Lo oref, likewise, there is not like chutzpah, the back of the head, Oref, below Ifoy, and likewise there's no Ayef, there's nobody that's tied up there. Yet, we see that Matatron is sitting down, so it must be Shema, Chasvi, Shalom, Shtei, Rishu Yosef. What it says, Rachmona Lutzlan, Acher thought that there could be HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's something else, Rachmona Lutzlan. You don't even want to say it. Chasvi, Shalom, that there could be another power. We know, of course, Eino Bilvado, Hashem is everything. None of the Malachim have any power on their own whatsoever. But Acher unfortunately saw Metatron sitting down, and therefore we thought maybe there's a separate Rishus, and that Metatron is a shtickle god, Rachmana Litzlan. And Afkun LeMetatron, so since Metatron was the cause of Acher's going off the derech, so to say, so they took Metatron out, umachyu, and they gave him zets, they gave him patch, shisin pulsing the nura, they gave him 60 lashes with fire. Tosus points out over here, its purpose wasn't to hurt Metatron, lo dia, it was to teach everybody, lo shen yecholus l'matatron yosem yachrini, to teach us that Metatron has no independent power, and he's no different than anybody else, and that, in fact, Metatron is a servant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no Yecholus in him more than anybody else. Now, Amule, I said to Batacho, my time, ki chaziti lo kam mikame. When you saw Acher, why didn't you stand up? So this way he wouldn't have these incorrect thoughts. Right? Rachmana Litzlan, he thought that there were two Rishuyas. So what did Batacho do? Isyavole Rishusa. He was given permission. Lemimcha chazachbo so di Acher. So he was given permission since he got petched, so to say, because of Acher. So as a result, he took away Zechusim of Acher. Well, Metatron may have in some way caused this to occur right now. Unfortunately, there's a huge Tosus over here that says that there were huge problems with Acher almost from the day of his birth. We'll go through some of these in a moment. But the bottom line is that Metatron was therefore given Rishus to go and erase all the Zechusim of Acher, Elisha ben Avuya. And Yosef Basko, and Basko came out from Shemayim the Armor, and it said, Shuvu banim shovavim. All you children that are off the derech can come back and do tshuva, with one exception. Chutz mei Acher. Acher can't do tshuva. Now, why? We normally have a rule that everybody can do tshuva. So people need to know that even Acher can do tshuva. Just Hashem did not make it easy to do tshuva. Normally, the derech she'adam holech malichin osof. A person wants to do tshuva, Hashem will help him do tshuva, but not with Acher. Acher would have to do it, so to say, all on his own. Now, why was Acher different? So the Tosos Shuvu Badim Shavim brings down a long Tosos here from the Yerushalmi that tells us many things that happened to Acher in his lifetime. And some of them we'll go through right now. Right from the very beginning, from Acher's Bris. At Acher's Bris, the Yerushalmi tells us that all the Gedolim came, Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shua, Ben Hurkinus, Rebbe Lezer HaGadol, Rebbe Shua, Chananya, or Rebbe Yeshua that we just were discussing, and everybody else was at the Bris, and they were all eating and drinking, having a good time. And Lezer Yeshua said, let's go sit and learn. So they sat and learned, and a fire came out, and there was just tremendous, Kiddush Hashem from their learning. And Elisha's father, Abuya, came and said, what's going on over here? And they explained to him, and he says, wow, I'm so impressed. I would like my son to be dedicated to Torah like you are. But it wasn't L'shem Shemayim. He did it so his son should be powerful like this and have the fire coming out, and therefore that was incorrect. Yerushalmi brings down other reasons as well. Yerushalmi says that the famous story that Acher saw a father tell a son, go up and do the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan, go and shoo away the mother bird and take the eggs. Now, for that you get Arichas Yomim. And he also was listening to his father for Kibud of Eim, you get Arichas Yomim. So this person went up on the ladder, the son went up on the ladder, and Nebuchadnezzar fell down and was killed. So Acher said, that's can't be. He's supposed to get Arichas Yomim, and he died instantly almost after doing both of these two mitzvahs. So therefore, Acher went off the derech because of that. He misunderstood, and the Arichas Yomim is not necessarily in this world, the Arichas Yomim is in the Olam HaEmes. So in any event, that's another reason why Acher unfortunately went off the derech. Another time he saw Mistama, it was the tongue of Chutzpis HaMeturgeman, which Nebuchadnezzar Huge Malchus, and he saw it, Nebuch was disconnected from his body, and the dogs were eating it. And he said, is this the Torah? Zu Torah? Zuschora? Just like the Malachim asked. And that led Acher to go off the derech. And finally, there's another idea the Yerushalmi brings down, that Acher's mother, while she was just pregnant with him, she went by a base of Avodah Zarah, and she smelled the korbanos, l'abdil, that they brought to their Avodah Zarah, and that had a negative impact on Acher when the mother smelled this Avodah Zarah while she was pregnant with Acher. Yerushalmi further tells us other things that Acher did that were Nebuch very bad things. So when the Jewish people tried to avoid working on Shabbos, when the Goyim were persecuting us, so he told them, they're trying to get around being over Yisum Deraisa, so make them be over the Yisum Deraisa. Don't let them do things in a way that will minimize the Chil Shabbos. And if he saw children going to learn, he would kill them. He would stop them from going to learn Torah. And if he saw the children were doing all sorts of other things, in learning, so he would tell them, nah, you're not going to be successful learning, you should be this type of profession, you should be that type of profession, and they stopped learning. So Acher, unfortunately, did many, many things which caused him to become, unfortunately, Acher. As I mentioned yesterday, I say it again today, he's certainly possibly the most tragic figure in all of Shas, because here he was, a person who was a Tana, right? He's mentioned in Pirkei Avos, Elisha ben Avuya is mentioned in Pirkei Avos, and he was a Rebbe of Rav Meir. And we'll see in Mitzvah Shem later in today's Shia that Rav Meir tried to save him from total destruction. And Rav Yochanan saved him from total destruction. And that's why he's so tragic, because here he had the total learning of a Tana. We can't imagine what a Tana is today. The Gedolei Yisrael today pale in comparison to a Tana. And Acher was a Tana, and Nebuch, he was able to lose it all because he went off the derech. A very, very tragic story. Back to the Gemara. So the Gemara said, Shuvu banim shavavim chus me'acher. That's what Acher heard. So Omar, Acher said, listen, if Kosh Baruch Hu is not letting me come back, I'm going to enjoy myself in this world because I won't have the world to come. Oh, the itrit, how gabra me'au alma. Since I'm not going to be in the Olam HaEmes, Kosh Baruch Hu has seen that I can't come back, so therefore I'm going to enjoy myself in this world. And he said, Leipuk lisani b'hayalma. I'm going to go out and have a good time in this world. Right? Eat and be merry, for tomorrow we die. And there's no future for Acher, so therefore he took up that hedonistic type of a philosophy. And nofak Acher l'tar b'sra, and he went off to go off the derech to do all sorts of bad things. Right? Tar b'sra is culture. He went off to bad culture. He went off to do bad things. Nofak achshach zona. So first thing he did, he went to found a zona in Tava, and he tried to have relations with her. Now she thought that this was a joke. She said, you're Acher, Amrulay. V'lav Elisha ben Avuya? Aren't you Elisha ben Avuya? What are you doing over here? So this was on Shabbos. So Akra puglo mimeshua b'Shabbos. So he picked up, he uprooted, he harvested a radish, a pugla's a radish, on Shabbos. He plucked it in the yovla and he gave it to her. So she obviously said, you're not Acher. Omer, Acher who? You are somebody else. That's where he got the name Acher. You are not Elisha ben Avuya, you must be someone else, Acher. He lost the status of being the Tana Elisha ben Avuya, and he became this individual known as Acher. Now, Rebbe was a star pupil of his. Shaul, Acher is Rebbe Meir. Acher and Rebbe still learn together. We find it very, very, very strange that in the Haskalah movement, when the Jewish people were being persecuted, they couldn't go into universities. So the intellectually interested Jewish students who were Nebuch, not Shomesh Torah Mitzvos, so they would learn in the yeshiva because they had no outlet in the secular world because they were being persecuted, so they would go learn in the yeshiva. They'd be sitting there smoking a cigarette on Shabbos, learning Reb Chaim Brisker. So again, it's a strange thing. Acher is off the derech, but he sits and learns with Rabbi Meir. So Shaul Acher is Rabbi Meir, Le'acher Shiyot to the Tar Bezroa. After Acher became Acher, and Nebuchi is off the derech, so he asks Rabbi Meir the following Shiloh. Amalei, he says to Rabbi Meir, Ma'idachsid, what is the meaning of the Pasuk? Gam ezel yumazel osu alukim. So this is a Pasuk from Koheles, and it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made these things opposing one another. So what does that mean? So I'm alone. So Rebbe says to Acher, Kol Ma Shebara HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, Hu Bara Kenegdo, He created something against it. For example, Bara Harim, He created mountains, so Bara Gvos. So He also created smaller mountains, hills. So Bara Yamim, He created the big oceans, so Bara Naros, He created the smaller rivers. So that's how He explained this to Acher. Acher said, you're wrong. I'm alone. Acher said to Rebbe Meir, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi, your Rabbi, Rabbi Akiva. Rebbe Meir was a star pupil of Rabbi Akiva. In addition to learning by Acher, Rebbe Meir had Rabbi Akiva as his Rabbi. So Rabbi Akiva, Rabcho, your Rabbi, Rabbi Akiva, Lo Amar Kach, he disagrees with the pshat that you just gave. Rabbi Akiva's pshat is Ela Bara Tzadikim, Bara Rishoyim, Bara Gan Eden, Bara Gehenim. These opposing forces are the Tzadikim and the Rishoyim, Gan Eden, Gan Hedem, and Gehenim. That's what it refers to. She Akorish Baruch Hu, Bara Gamezel, Yumazel, Solukim. Now, therefore, kol echod v'echod yeshul shnei chalochim. Every person could have potentially both. So echad began eidim, echad began him. Depends which way a person goes. So zocha, if the person is zocha to be a tzaddik, so not al chalko v'chel chavir began eidim. So then he gets his two portions, both in Gan Eden, not one in Gan Eden, one in Gehenna, and one in Gan Eden. And Nebuch, if he's not, if he's a Rasha, Nischai, Rasha, so if he becomes a Rasha, then not al chalko, he gets his own chelik in Gehenna, but he also takes somebody else's chelik in Gehenna, who got two portions in Gan Eden. So he gets his portion from Gehenna. Not al chalko, v'chel chavir, v'chel Gehenna. That's what Rabbi Akiva darshan the pasuk in the proper way, not like you darshan it. Furthermore, Amar Rav Masharsha, Masharsha said, Maikra, what's the pasuk to show this idea? So Gabi Tzadikim Kisiv Lochein Bi'artsom Mishnah Yiroshu. Pasuk tells us, Pasuk Yishaya, it says, in regards to the Tzadikim, it says, they will get a double portion. Ba'artsom Mishnah Yiroshu. They'll get a Mishnah, right? Lecha Mishnah, double portion. They'll get Mishnah Yiroshu. They'll get twice. They'll get a Yerusha, and as opposed to by the Rishayim, it says in Yirmiyahu, it says Gabi Rishayim Ksiv U Mishneh Shibaron Shabrim. They'll get a Mishnah of Shibaron. They get a double portion of trouble and of destruction. So therefore, that's where the source is for this idea for Rabbi Akiva. Furthermore, another time, Acher and Rebbe were learning, Shaul Acher is Rebbe Meir, the Acher Shiyot Tzotar B'Zorah, after Acher became Acher Nebuch, so he still was sitting and learning with Rebbe, and he asked the Maidah, said, what does the Pasuk mean? The Pasuk in Iyov that tells us, Lo yarchena zahav uzuchuchis usurasa klipaz. That chachma is very important, and people don't understand the value of chachma. They think that it's like you can evaluate it like gold, like the zahav or the zuchuchis, like a precious glass, and they think that you can exchange it for klipaz, for various types of gold. Paz is a certain type of gold, and they think that chachma is something that you can sell off like that. So that's what the pasuk says. So Acher asks Rabbi Meir, what does it mean? So Amalo Rabbi Meir says, El Divrei Torah. It's referring, this pasuk is referring to Divrei Torah. Shekoshen l'knosa, it's very difficult to acquire them, just like it's very difficult to acquire kiklei zahav uklei paz, like it is to acquire golden utensils. So, the nochin la'abdan, and likewise it's very easy to break them, kiklei zchuchas, a person doesn't constantly learn, they're going to be losing a Torah just like a glass utensil can easily break. That's the pshat that Rav Meir had in this pasuk. Amalo Acher says, that's not what your Rebbe said. Rabbi Akiva, Rab Chalo Amar Kach. Rabbi Akiva, your Rebbe had a different pshat. He learned this pasuk, Elamah, Kli Zahav, Kli Zuchuches, these golden utensils, Afa Pishin Ishbu, even though they're broken, Yesh Lam Takona, they can be fixed. So therefore, Rabbi Kiva Darshit, Av Talmud Chacham, even the Talmud Chacham, who's comparable to Klei Zov, Klei Zchuches, but Nebuch, if he gets broken, if he goes off the Derech, Av Bishi Yisarach, even though he went off the Derech, Yesh Lo Takon, he can always do Tshuva. Upon hearing this, what do you think Rebbe said? Rebbe said, to you, Rebbe, Acher, I'm allowed to Acher. He says to Acher, Avata Chose Bechor. So you can also do tshuva. You just brought me this drasha. So you can also do tshuva. You're like a broken gold vessel. Let's take you to the goldsmith and put you back together. So Acher says, no, Nebuch, I heard otherwise. I'm allowed, Kvar Shemati Mechore Paragod. I heard the voice from Shemayim on the other side of the Paragod, the other side of the Mechitza. Shuvu banim shovvim, but chutz me acher. Everybody can return. Everybody can do tshuva, except for acher. Tanya Rabban, we learned the raisa. Ma'isa biyachosh ayirochiv al sus b'shabbos. One time, Acher was riding on a horse on Shabbos, and he was learning with Rabbi Meir, who was walking by him. Rabbi Meir, b'halach acher, l'motar mipiv. Even after he was acher, he was being mechal Shabbos by riding horse on Shabbos. Nevertheless, Rabbi Meir learned Torah with him. Again, Acher was a brilliant Tana. And Rebbe Meir was, we'll see, how was Rebbe Meir allowed to do this? Because he was able to select the good things that Acher had to have and ignore the bad things, like he was riding a horse on Shabbos. So they're riding the horse on Shabbos, Acher is, that is, and Rebbe Meir is walking with him, and Amalo. They reach a certain point, and there are additional girsas over here that say, so for example, the Bach says over here, you add the words, Lumotor Mipiv, Kivan Shegiel, Tchum Shabbos. They reached the point where they were walking outside the city, and they reached the point of Tchum Shabbos, 2,000 Amos outside. So then, Amalo, Rav Meir, so Acher tells Rav Meir, Amalo, Afato, back to the Gemara, Afato, Chazor Bechot. You also have to go back over here because you're now reaching the Tchum. I can go further, Nebuch, I don't believe in this Tchum anymore, but you have to stop over here. Again, Acher wasn't interested in hurting Rav Meir. He knew Rav Meir was important, and Rav Meir would have felt terrible if he went outside the Tchum. So therefore, Acher told him, you have to stop. This is the Tchum. So Rav Meir responds back very sharp. Amalo, he says, no, you too. Chazor, you should also go back, meaning instead of not talking about just going back from the Tchum, he says, Amalo, Avato Chazor Becha, so come back to Tshuva. And Acher Nebuch again says, "Lo kvar amati lo, Amalo, lo kvar amati lecha, kvar shemati mechor yapargo shuvu bonim shovavim chutz miacher." I already told you that in Shemayim they don't let me do tshuva. So tokve aile lebe midrasha. Rebbe is not willing to give in so easily. He grabs Acher, so to say, and he schleps him to the base medrash, and he goes over to little children to darshan their psukim. This was when they didn't have nevuah, so they often would go bring a child and say, psukli psukka, tell me what you're learning, and they would try to divine, sort of like through Ruach HaKodesh over here by the pasuk that the child said, what's going on. So Rebbe wanted to show Acher that you can do tshuva. So he said, let's go to a child and let's see what the psukim the child are learning. So we'll see, they went to 13 places. We only list a couple of them here in the Gemara. So Amalei Yilinuka, so they go and ask this child, either Acher or Rebbe, I'm not sure who, says to the child, "Nu psokli psukach, tell me the pasuk that you're learning." And Amalo, so the child says to Acher, "Ein shalom, Amar Hashem l'Rishoyim." The Hakadosh Baruch Hu says that the Rishoyim will never have peace. There's a pasuk in Yeshaya. So, in other words, it's as if there was a message here from Hakadosh Baruch Hu to Acher: you're never going to have peace. No, they're not happy. Rav Meir is not happy. Aile lebe kinish tachviti. He takes him to another base medrash to hear what another child's learning in the pasuk. So Amalo Yilinuka says to a little boy, "Psokli psukach, tell me your pasuk." So Amalo, so the little boy says to Acher, Kim techabsi by Neser, even if you were to go wash yourself with Neser, that's like a certain type of detergent, betabi loch boris, and use another type of detergent, right? They translate Neser as niter, and boris is usually translated as soap. So even if you go wash yourself and try to clean yourself with lots of detergent and lots of soap, nichtam avonech lefonai, you'll never be able to erase the sin that you have in front of me. In other words, the stain will still be there. In other words, you are going to be acher no matter what you do. Again, you try again. They bring him to a third base medrash in Amalei. So they say to this other child, we turn to Tetzvav of the days. No, they say to this Yanuka, Psokli Psukach, tell us the pasuk that you're learning. And Amalei, the little kid says, V'at Shadud, you are the Shadud, the one who is destroying. Ma tasi, what will you do? In other words, there's nothing you can do. Ki silbisheni shani, even if you're to wear Shani is like the scarlet types of threads. Ki sadi adizov, if you're to put on golden clothing. Ki sikri bapuch einayich, and even if you're to go and put on all sorts of mascara on your eyes. Lashov tisyafi vegomer, you'll be unsuccessful in making yourself beautiful because you are Nebuch, this shadud, this person who is beyond the pale. And therefore, another direct message to Acher that you can't do tshuva. I will make Krishnachrite. They brought him to a fourth base medrash. And they go to another child, and he does the same thing. And they go to another child, another base medrash, same thing. Tells him a pasuk that seems to suggest that Acha came to Tshuva. Ada Aile Letleisa Bei Knishta. They went to 13 base medrashes. The Yin Yaakov says that's the gematria of Echad. Aleph Ches Dalet adds up to 13. And Acher essentially was kofer in the concept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was one. He was thinking that there was this metatrum that was also a separate concept. So therefore they went to 13 Batei Midrash shows to try to see if they could change this. And every one of them, the children, said the same thing. Finally, the last one, Kulu Pasuk Leiki HaGavna, they all said the same types of things. Labasra, to the 13th one, Amalei, when Acher said to him, Sokli Psukach, to the little child, Amalei, the little child said to him, Vela Rosha Amar Elokim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to the Rosha. What are you going and saying what I'm doing? In other words, you're not going to get anything benefiting from all the learning that you're now doing. The end of the pasuk says, Malachol Lesaper Huki Vatisov Risi Alei Picha. Don't mention my name, so to say. Now, in addition to that negative message, that child had a little bit of a stutter. So Hayunuka Havim Gamgim Belishne. He didn't say his words clearly. He needed speech therapy. And Ishtama, when he said the words over here, V'la Rosha Amar Elokim, it sounded like Kimod the Amarle, as if he said to Elisha, instead of V'la Rosha, it sounded like V'la Elisha Amar Elokim, as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying directly to Elisha that there's no way you should be mentioning my words. And therefore, the Gemara says Elisha got very upset. Acher, Elisha ben Avuya got very upset. And either, Ika de Amre, Sakina Havi Bahadeh, he had a knife in his hand, the Kare, the Shadre, he cut up this child and sent him L'tleisa Bei Kenishtei to the 13 Batei Medrash that they just went to. Now, the Ben Yehuda says that's impossible. He wouldn't have actually gone and done that. So he said he cut up the scrolls that they were learning from and sent it to the 13 Batei Medrash. But the other version that we now have, Ika D'Amri, says he didn't kill him. He said, if I had a knife in my hand, I would have gone, I would have go cut you up. But not that he actually cut him up. But basically, these 13 Beit Medrash, the Pesukim that these little children said, all supported Acher saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want me to do tshuva. What ended up happening? Now, we have the Gersu Kinoch Nafshei. But if you look at the Duke Sofrim, so he brings down that that's not the correct Gersa. And the idea over here is mentioned, and Rashi actually has the Gersa Kishochev. So Rashi doesn't have the Gersa of Kinoch Nafshei because the Duke Sofrim says that for a Russia, we don't use the terminology kinoch nafshei. That's like a nice, pleasant death. Instead, we use the terminology kishochev. I thought Lanias Dati, since Acher eventually is going to have some sort of a Yeshua, so maybe that's why they use the girsa of kinoch nafshei, but the more correct girsa is kishochev. That's what Rashi has. Go kishochev Acher, when Acher died, so Amri, they said in Shemayim, what are we going to do over here? Lomeidan lidaine v'lo yalma odasi leise. We're stuck over here. He's a big Talmud Chacham, as the world will explain, so we can't go judge him and get him. The Torah will be megan. And we won't be able to judge him with the fire. And at the same time, he doesn't belong in the Olam HaEmes, he doesn't belong in Gan Eden. So that's what the Gemara says. Lomeidan lidaine, we can't go and judge him. Mishum de osak v'araisa, and the Torah will protect him. V'lo yalma odasi leise, mishum de chata. And we can't bring him to Gan Eden because he's a sinner. He went off the derech. So what should we do? Some of Ramea said, Mutov de Lidaine, it's better in Shemaim if you judge him and send him to Gehenim, Velesi Eliyama Diyasi. And this way, eventually, he'll be able to come out of Gehenim. Whenever he's done being burnt in the fires of Gehenim, then he can go up and get his reward for the learning of the Torah that he did in the Olam HaEmes. And Ramea then said, Masai Amos, when I die, whenever that occurs, what will happen, I will bring him to Gehenim, Ba'ala Osha Mikivra, and you'll see that the fire, the smoke, will come out from his grave, meaning that he's burning in Gehenim. And then when Rameir did pass away, they saw, in fact, Solik Kutra Mikivre Di Acher. They saw that smoke was rising up from Acher's grave. In other words, Rameir was successful in getting him judged. Otherwise, he was in this limbo, which isn't good. He'd be in limbo for all eternity. So Rameir was helping to get him judged and get him because that, ultimately that was a good thing. A similar idea, the Chizki HaMelech dragged his father's bones, Achus, through the streets in order to give him a kapara. So too, Rameir literally brought Acher to Gehenim in order to get him a kapara. Yochanan said, that's not such a great thing. Amar Rav Yochanan, Gevurta L'mikla Rabbe, is it such a great thing for a Gevurta, a great person like Rav Meir, to just go burn his Rebbe? That's not such a big deal. big deal is to get him out of Gehenna and bring him up to the Olam HaEmes. Chad Hava Beinona, below Motzion and Latzule, is there nobody amongst us over here that can go and get Acher out of Gehenna and bring him up to Shemayim? So he says, Inokte Biyad, if I were to go and take him when I die, I will go take him from Gehenna to the Olam HaEmes, to Gan Eden. Mon Marme Leimon, and who's going to stop me? Nobody's going to be able to stop me. Omar, Rabbi Yochanan said, Masai, almost when I die, you'll see that the smoke will stop coming out of Acha's grave, because I'm going to bring him out of Gehenna and bring him up to Shemayim. He's one of our colleagues. He learned Torah. He was a great Talmud Chacham, albeit he went off the derech, but we have to save him. And that's in fact what happened. Rabbi Yochanan lived a very long time. When he finally did pass away, Pasak Kutra Mikivre the Acha, the fires that were coming out of the smoke that was coming out of Acha's grave, it stopped. And Pasach Alei House of Tadim, when they were doing Hespedim, the eulogies for Rabbi Yochanan, everybody saw that the fire had stopped from Acher's grave. So he said, Afilu Shomer HaPesach, even the one who's guarding Gehenim, Lo Amad Lefanecha Rabbeinu. He didn't have the ability to stand up against our Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan, how great he was. He could go into Gehenim, take Acher out, and bring him up to Shemayim. It's not the end of the story yet with Acher. We'll see more about Acher. The Yerushalmi tells us that when Acher died, Rebbeinu went to visit him on his deathbed, and he said, would you do tshuva? So Acher said, on my deathbed, is really that the type of a tshuva that HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts? And Rebbeinu said, yes, even at the very last moment, it's never too late to do tshuva. Even when you're just about to die and you're really not really capable of doing much more sins, you're so weak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will accept your tshuva. And says that Elisha cried and then he died, and Rebbeinu said, ah, Acher did tshuva. In any event, Acher had a daughter. Bito shel Acher, he had a daughter, and Asil Kami, the Rebbe, she was very, very poor. And she came to Rebbe, and she said, Omer le, Rebbe, parnaseini, please go and support me. I have nothing. So Rebbe asked her, who are you? Omer lo, bas miyat, whose daughter are you? Maybe we can, you know, get help based upon who you are. So Omer lo, she told him, Bito shel Acher ani. I'm Acher's daughter. I'm Elisha ben Avuya's daughter. So Bito shel Acher ani. Amalah, so Rebbe tells her, Adayin yesh mizaru ba'olam. It's unbelievable to imagine that he has people left in the world. After all, the Pasuk says, Barak Siv, the Pasuk tells us from Eov, Lo nin lo v'lo neched bi'abo. He's not going to have any children or grandchildren left. Be'ein sarid b'megurav. He'll be totally erased from the land. He won't have anybody surviving him because he was such a Rasha. So this would apply to Acher. She said to him, Rebbe, no, please, Amr lo. So this daughter of Acher says to Rebbe, Zichar l'Torah, so please remember all of his Torah learning. Yal tiskor masav. Don't remember that he went off the derech. Remember all the Torah he gave. Remember all the shiurim he gave. Remember all the Torah that he learned. Miyad, Rebbe was wrong. He shouldn't have forgotten that. Yor de'esh, a fire came down from Shemayim, v'sichzicha safsolo shel Rebbe. And it burned, it singed the chair that Rebbe was sitting on. So Rebbe then cried, Bacha v'yomer Rebbe. Rebbe cried when this happened, and he said, Uma lamisganin ba'kach, to those people that Nebuch were genai to the Torah, all the Torah learning they did, Nebuch, he went off the derech. Acher was Acher. So nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to say, is taking umbrage that I insulted Acher, and that I was not careful with all of the Torah learning that he did. Yet, even though it was Acher, I got singed. Imagine how Kosh Baruch Hu is going to defend somebody that was a good person and they were properly doing actions and learning, how much more Kosh Baruch Hu is going to protect them and be happy with them. Mar says, Now he asks the basic question that we alluded to already. How could Rabbeinu learn by Acher? After all, the Pasuk tells us in Malachi, it says, the lips of a Kohen, Yishmu Das, should be very careful with their knowledge. You should go and seek out Torah from such a person who's careful. Why? Because he's like a Malach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore he darshes, Im dome harav l'malach Hashem tzvakos, yivakshu Torah mipiyu. V'im lav, I yivakshu Torah mipiyu. If your Rebbe is like a malach Hashem, so he's not just knowledgeable, but he acts like a malach Hashem, his toho kibaro, he is an erlich person inside and out, and he knows Torah, so then learn from such a Rebbe. But if he's not, if he's a svarim shrank, he happens to be a very smart guy, and he can quote you chapter and verse, but he doesn't act it, he's a scholar, but he's not Erlich HaTalmud Chacham, so then don't learn from such a person. Right? In Nebuch, in recent events, there are people that did terrible things, so, and they wrote Svarim. So the Psak Kalocha that I have from my Rebbe, you have to throw the Svarim away. You shouldn't be learning from them. So if they're not acting Erlich Bim Lav, Ayiv Akshu Tor Mipiv, they don't learn their Torah. You have to throw away the Torah. It's Krum. Rishach Dushlita said that Torah is Krum, and therefore you can't learn it. Abba Rish Lakish, Rish Lakish added over here, and he said, Remeya Kro Ashkach Vidoresh. How did Rav Meir learn from Acher? After all, we just said you shouldn't do this. So Rav Meir said, no, the answer is that Rav Meir found the Pasuk to explain why he wouldn't be allowed to learn. The Pasuk says, that this is a Pasuk from Mishlei, Hat Oznecha Ushma Divrei Chachamim. Listen carefully to the words of the Chachamim. You can go and hear what they say. However, V'libcha Toshis L'dati. But make sure that you are always taking that learning and serving me. In other words, you have to take what they say and use it to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'datam lo nemar. But don't listen to what they say. You have to hear what they say, but only take it if it's good for me. El l'dati. In other words, if they say things that are l'dati, so that's fine. If they're saying things that are nebuch not, then you have to discard that. Rav Meir was capable of discarding the bad things that he heard and keeping the good things that he heard. So you could see his Rebbe, Acher, riding a horse on Shabbos, and he knew that you discard, that you disagree with. And when he talks to them and learning, whatever they were learning, that you could learn from. Similarly, Rav Chanina Amar Yacha, Rav Chanina brought down the following pasuk from Tehillim, where it says, Shimi bas uri vati oznech, that you should go listen carefully, turn your ear to listen, v'shichi amech ubeis avich v'gomer. But make sure you forget certain things. In other words, hear the good stuff, but don't learn the bad stuff. Now, Gemara says, wait a second, we did bring down the pasuk from the Sifsei Kohen. Right, we said that if you have imdoma rav l'malach Hashem tzvakos, so then you can listen. And then we said if you don't, then don't listen. But then we have these psukim that you can listen. So which one is it? Kashu kroya adadi. The psukim seem to disagree with each other. So what's going on over here? So Gemara says lokasha hog begadol habekotin. It depends on the person. If you're a mayor and you can distinguish between the things that they're telling you that are wrong and the things that they're telling you that are right, so then you can learn from such a person. You'll discard the garbage and you'll keep the good stuff. But if you're too young, habakatan, and you can't distinguish between the good and the bad, so then don't take any chances. And Kiyosa Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, he said over Omar, Amir ben Marab, he said, in Eretz Yisrael, he said, Rav Meir Ochal Tachla, Rav Meir ate what we call Tachla, which is the outside part of a date, Bishad Shichlo bra, and he threw the pit away. In other words, he ate the juicy part and he didn't eat the bad part. No problem. The Bach just says the words that Ashkach Tamer, he found over here the date, and then he threw away the pit and ate the good part. Similarly, Darash Rava, Rava's likewise explained, what does the pasuk mean from Shir HaShirim Ha'Dilsiv, El Ginas Egoz Yeradati? I went down to an orchard that was filled with egozim trees, walnut trees, Liros Be'ibe Hanocha V'Gomer, and I went to see it, all the other trees that were growing over there in the water, Be'ibe Hanocha. What does this mean? So, Lomanim Shlu Tamidei Chacham Le'Egoz, why are the Chachamim compared to a walnut tree? Lomach, to teach us, Ma Egoz Afapishim Luchloch Betit Uvitsawa. So a walnut has a hard shell around it. So even if you throw it into the mud, even if you throw it into excrement, if you throw it into all sorts of terrible things, you just rinse it off, and the insides are still good. So to our Talmud Chacham, even though the Talmud Chacham on the outside has become dead, he's gone off the derech, the inside, the Torah that's inside of him, ain't a rosso nimesis. That Torah is still good Torah. So that's the pasuk that Rabbi uses to explain how Rabbi could go and learn from Acher. Similarly, Ashkei Rabba Bar Shilu Lelio. There are certain Amorayim and Tanoim that were zochet to have Gilu Yelio. Elio revealed themselves to them. We find stories about the Gemara that even people after the time of the Amorayim, people even in relatively contemporary times that had clearly Gilu Yelio. We find stories all the time. In any event, Rabba Bar Shila was a regular with Elio. One time he was walking with Elio in Amalei. Rabba Bar Shila said to Elio, "My kavod HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing right now?" Amalei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, "Go." The various members, the various shmaises that the people in the base measure are saying. So, Amalei, Elio said to Rabba Bar Shila, "Ka'amar shmaisa mipumayu dekula rabbanu." He's saying over the vertloch from each of the different tanoim. However, umipume the Rabbi Meir lo karma, but he won't say over the words from Rabbi Meir. Why? Amalei amai. So Rabbi Bar Shila says to Elio, "Why not?" So he says, "Mishum de kogamar shmaita mipume the acher," because he learned from Acher, and I don't want him to learn from Acher. So therefore, I'm not going to say over anything from Rabbi Meir. Amalei, Rabbi Bashila said, wait a second, Amai, how come? Rameya found the pomegranate, and Tocho Ochal, he ate the inside, that's the good part here, Klipa Suzaraki, he threw away the Klipa. So it's interesting, before, he had the date, he ate the outside, he threw away the inside. Here, he found the pomegranate, he threw away the outside, he ate the inside. So the Mepharshim explained the different times in his life, when he was, Acher was not yet visible to be a Rasha, so even then Rameya realized something was off, and he would eat the sweet outside, but he knew there was rotten to the core. The pit was no good. And then later on, when Acher revealed himself to be Acher, and the outside was no good, and it was only the inside, he had to go find. So that's why they use a different terminology. It was at different points in Rav Meir's life. In any event, Amalei Elio said to Rabbi Bar Shila, okay, Hasha Kamar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard, so to say, what you're saying, and now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, okay, I'll say over the memory from Rav Meir as well. Meir B'ni Omer, and he said, my Talmud Rav Meir, my son Rav Meir over here said, Bisman Shal, the Mitztair, Shchinu Ma'aloshu Ma'meres, when a person is in Tsar, because of his sins, the person did Nebuch bad things, so what does the Shechina have to say about that? Shechina Ma'alosh Lomeres, so Kalani Meroshi, Kalani Mizrowi. The Shechina, so to say, says that this hurts me. It Kaviyochel hurts my head, Meroshi, and it hurts my arm, Zrowi. So Im Kach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mitztar, Al Domen Shal Rishoyim. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still talking about a person who's is in Tsar because of the sins, and it seems to bother HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so Kal v'chomer al domen shel tzadikim shenishbach, when Nebuch a tzadik is killed, al kiddush Hashem, how much more so that bothers HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He's bothered by the Rasha. Certainly, Allah has come kama, he's going to be much, much more concerned about making up what Nebuch happened to the tzadik. Rav continues and says, Ashkei Shmuel, Rav Yehuda. Shmuel once found Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda was his Talmud. Rav Yehuda learned by Rav, and mentioned many times. After Rav died, he learned by Shmuel. So one time Shmuel found Rav Yehuda, the Tole B'Ivra, the Dash of a Kabachi. He was leaning on they used to have like a deadbolt to the door. That's called the Ivra, the Dash. The Dash is the door, and the Ivra was this deadbolt. And he was crying. So yes, no, Amalei, Shinino Amai Kabachis. He called him the sharp one. We mentioned many times because he was very, very sharp. Or there's another opinion that says he had a certain type of big tooth. In any event, it makes more sense to say he's a very, very sharp Talmud Chacham. So he called him, you sharp Talmud Chacham, why are you crying? Some later, Rehuda says to his Rebbe Shmuel, Mi Zutra, my Dechsib Behuda Rabbanan, is it such a little thing over here what the Pasuk says about the Chachamim that they could Nebuch go off the Derech? It says, Aye Sofer, Aye Shokel. Who is there a person who can be a Sofer? Who is there a person that can be Shokel to weigh things? Aye Sofer as Hamigdolim. And where is the one who can count the towers? Now, we'll see what this means in a moment, but basically, Aye Sofer says, She is Sofer from Kolosi Shibatorah. Where are the Sofer? They've never gone off the Derech. These are the people that would count all the letters in the Torah. In other words, they knew the Torah very, very well. They knew when there was something missing, a chaser, a yasser, things were missing, things were extra. They were medactic in the Torah. So where are those people? Ayishoka, we're the ones that weigh things out. Shayushokl and Kalim Chamur Shabbatorah. They're able to weigh out all the Kalim Chomers in the Torah. Ayisofer is the Migdolim. Where are those people that can count the Migdolim? What does that mean? Shayushonim Shlosh Mios Halachos Migdal Aparech Buyavir. This is an expression we have many times in the Gemara about a Migdal that's flying in the air. So they learned 300 halachos about this. There's a lot of discussion as to what this is referring to. Rashi here brings down a number of pshatim. Others bring down pshatim as well. Basically, the number 300 is probably a guzba. But basically, there are a lot of halachos over here about this migdal. So what does this mean? So Rashi first tells us that it means that the letter lamed is like a chaf, which has a vav on the top. The vav is leaning in a certain way towards the left. And there's a lot of reasons why the vav is on the top in this way over the chaf, and why the lamed is this way. And there are many, many halachos attached to this. If you do the Mishnah Berurah, right, we're starting the new cycle, when I'm giving this year, it's Matzei Shabbos, and the new cycle of Mishnah Berurah starts tomorrow. So the Mishnah Berurah, when he goes to Hilchos Tefillin, talks, he has a whole bunch of pages that deal with the Tzura of the Osios, the way the letters are written, and there's a lot of tremendously deep and esoteric ideas, Kabbalistic ideas in the way the letters are written. So one of the things over here, all Gemara says, is that there are 300 halachos that apply to why the Lamed is written in the way that it is. Alternatively, it deals, Rashi says, with the Migdal Bavel, the Tower of Bavel, that there were lots of halachos over there in regards to that, what was going on. Alternately, it deals with certain types of halachos of Tum and Tara with an ohel that is zaruk, an ohel that is moving about, has different halachos than an ohel that's stationary, and all sorts of halachos of Tum and Tara. There are other explanations as well. The certain has to do with certain types of kishuf, has to do with certain types of black magic, and that they were able to suspend things in the air. So that's what these 300 halachos of Migdal HaPoreach Ba'avir are talking about. In any event, so it says in the pasuk, Yom Ravami, Telas Mei Abaye Bo Doeg Ba'Achitofel B'Migdal HaPoreach Ba'avir, the Doeg and Achitofel, these were two great Talmidei Chachamim originally in Nebuch that went off the Derech. They went off the Derech before they reached the age of 35, one was 33, one was 34, and they each were killed. And it says, Utinan, Shlosha Molochim, the Arbo Hedotos, Ein Lehem Chelik Olam Ba. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us that these people, unfortunately, there were three kings, and there were four people that weren't kings, the Hedotos, that didn't have a Chelik Olam Ba. And this included Doeg and Achitofel, they're amongst the two. The others were Bilam and Gehazi, and therefore, even though they knew all these halachas, they lost their share in the world to come. So this is what Rabbi Yehuda was worried about. He says, if such great people, like Doeg and Achitofel, who headed the Sanhedrin, if they could lose their share in the world to come, Anan, Ma Tevi Alon. So what's going to happen to us? Who guarantees us that we won't lose it? So Shmuel consoles his Talmud, Rabbi Yehuda, and he says to him, Amalei, Shinina, again, you sharp one, you very smart Talmud Chacham, Tina Haisa Belibam. They all had something that was Tina. Tina's like waste, excrement. There was something that wasn't kosher inside their hearts. It was something that was tameh inside of their hearts, and that's what caused them to go off the derech. You, on the other hand, don't have to worry about that. You're a very, very righteous person. You're a pure person, and you don't have this tina, you don't have this this waste, this filth inside of you that caused those people to go off the derech. You don't have that, therefore you don't have to worry. No, Acher, my, what was inside Acher? We already mentioned from the Yerushalmi before in the Tosos on the Omid Aleph, but here the Gemara now tells us additional things besides what the Yerushalmi said. What happened to Acher that he went off the derech? So Gemara says, number one, Zemer Yevoni lo pasach mipumei. He was constantly singing Goyisha songs, right? This is the rock and roll of his day. So he was never singing all these Goyisha songs, and they led him astray. They led him to go off the derech. Gemara continues and says, Amru, Allah al Acher. They said about Acher, Bishar Shaya Omei b'beis ha-medrash. When he would get up in the base medrash, so he would stand up, and out of his Gemara, Harbe Sifrei Minim Noshu Mecheiko. All the foreign books, these Sifrei Minim, the things that he shouldn't have been reading, they fell out of his Gemara. Right? I remember when I was younger, people would be learning in Shir, so they put a comic book inside the Gemara. They make to the Rebbe, would look at them, look like they're looking at the Gemara, but they're reading a comic book. Lahavdil, that's exactly what happened to Acher. He had all these Sifrei Minim. He had these improper books inside his Gemara tucked away, and instead of always learning, he had these other books there, and they let him off the derech. They were inappropriate books, and they let him off the derech. Shal Nimus Agardi is what made. The Gemara continues and says that Nimus Agardi, he was a certain guy, he was a weaver, a Gardi is a weaver, and he has made the following Shaila. Call Amar Dinochus Lioris Solik. Does the wool that you put inside a pot to go and dye the wool, the wool's white, and you want to make it red, you want to make a blue sweater, you want to make a red sweater, so you have to put in the dye. So he said, do all wools pick up the dye equally? So Amar Leis, so Rabbeinu told him, no. And this is, we'll learn this, darshan this in a moment. If the wool was really white when it was put in there, in other words, it came straight from the shearing of the lamb, and it was white, so then it will pick up the dye very, very well. But if it wasn't clean, so then, if it was on the mother, so to say, on the animal that it was sheared from, it was dirty, so the lo havinoki agavime, so then lo solik, it's not going to pick up the dye well. So basically, what he was saying, Rebbeinu was saying, is that's what went wrong with Acher. Acher, there was something wrong with him from the start. Like we mentioned with the Yerushalmi and Tosos on the Omid Aleph, and from the things that we just mentioned now, there was something rotten at the core. There was some tina there. There was some imperfection in Acher that Nebuch led him to go off the derech. And the wool, so to say, didn't absorb the dye properly, even though he was a huge Talmud Chacham, but it was not toho kibaro. It was superficial. He just learned. He was brilliant, but Nebuch, it didn't come inside of him, and it didn't change him to be a better person. And Nebuch, he was Acher. That is the end of the story of Acher. But now we just have one more person. We talked about Ben Azza, we talked about Metzoma, we talked about Acher, and Rabbi Akiva, Allah b'shalom, Yorad b'shalom. Rabbi Akiva went up to the Pardes, and he went in, and he went out b'shalom. In other words, Rabbi Akiva grew from that experience. He was the only one that had a positive ending. For all of Akos of Omer, and about Rabbi Akiva, the pasuk that we have in Shir HaShirim says as follows, Moshcheni acharecha narutza, I went in after you, and we will run after you. In other words, Rabbi Akiva went in and went out without being scathed, without being ruined, and in fact, he was improved. Albeit, the Malachim weren't happy that Rabbi Akiva went up there. Yeah, Rabbi Akiva, big shu Malachi Asher Sadochafo. The Malachim wanted to go and attack Rabbi Akiva for going up to the Pardes. It was improper. So Amalam Kosh Baruch himself, Bechodu V'atzmo, tells them, no, leave him alone. Hanichu L'zokein Zeh, Leave Rabbi Akiva alone. Rabbi Akiva had every right to come up to the Pardes, and therefore leave him alone. We turn to Tes Zayin Omer Aleph. My Doresh, how did Rabbi Akiva escape the bad fate that fell to Acher and the bad fate that fell to Benazai, who was killed? And then Zomahu Nebuch went a little bit crazy. So Amar Rabbi Barachan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, he dashed in the following. It says, also Mirivavos Kodesh. The Pasuk in Chumash tells us that Hashem came near them also with Rivavos Kodesh, the tens of thousands of the holy angels. So Rabbi Akiva understood from this that you don't look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel in the Pardes, you look at the angels. Osu Berivavo Shalo, that when you see the angels, you know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming, don't look over there, because that's what led Acher to go off the Derech and what caused Ben Zoma to become crazy and Ben Azi to be killed. They looked at the Shechina and they weren't able to do so. So Osu Berivavo Shalo, go look for that Os when you see all the angels coming, you know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be there and turn away. Rabbi Bo said similarly, Rabbi Bo Omar, Dogul Ne Rivavo. Right, so he says that the angels over there are in the Revava, they're the tens of thousands of the agents, and there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu above them. So Dugmahu B'Revava Shalom, you'll see the Revava, you'll see the tens of thousands of angels, and then there'll be HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't look after that. Rish Lakish Omar for the following, it says Hashem Tzvakos Shemo, that means Adon Hu B'Tzav Shalom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the leader of the Tzvakos, of the angels. And therefore, until you see the angels coming, then you can look. But once you see the angels coming, then you better turn away. Similarly, Rav Chiya bar Abba, Omer Rav Yochanan, Rav Chiya bar Abba, same thing, Rav Yochanan. Similarly, that we have over here when Eliyahu was seeing the vision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so lo beruach Hashem, Hashem wasn't with the wind, v'yachar ruach rash, there was the thunder afterwards, lo berash Hashem, Hashem wasn't in the rash, v'yachar rash eish, after the rash, after the thunder, there was fire, lo ba'eish Hashem, Hashem wasn't there, where was Hashem? V'achar eish, cold mamadak, there's a soft, quiet voice. That's Vine Hashem over. That's when Hashem is coming, and that's why Rabbi Akiva was able to go and look up until the point where he was allowed to look and no further, and that's why Rabbi Akiva came unscathed out of the Pardes, not like the others that Nebuch all came out for the worse. This was quite a bit, quite esoteric Gemara, unbelievably deep ideas over here. We just scratched the surface, as I always say with these Haggadahs, but boy, oh boy, are they very interesting. With this, we conclude today's share.